Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. This hour of Dukes and Bell brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Mike, as we dive into the Falcons, there are a couple of things that are going on in the world of sports. One, what a mess. The Suns have fired Frank Vogel.
You know why?
Why?
KD's a coach killer.
Yeah, I've heard that. Suns are hiring or will hire their third coach in 3 years now that Vogel has been dismissed. It's Frank Vogel's fault. I'm going to tell you guys, that whole Bradley Beal thing, Booker, KD, didn't work. And they were old, Mike, and athletic-wise, they didn't match up in the West. That's why it looked so dominant in the first round, how they got beat. But
they're in luxury tax hell, by the way, for next season. They can make some moves, but the Phoenix Suns' luxury tax situation is pretty brutal.
Well, they're going to have to trade KD, which is why some people have said, why don't we bring KD here? It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk.
As I said, I'd love to have KD here. I don't think he's a coach killer.
Well, you talk about scoring, right?
You want some offense?
You want some more scoring. There it is. And we'll talk more about the NBA playoffs coming up. Strong arm story of the day on the way. Grant McCauley also is going to join us to talk about the Braves. I'm Ozuna from the Braves. He continues to rake, guys, and we'll talk about that. Let's talk about our Falcons. First and foremost, Michael Penix makes the decision.
He will start week one wearing number 9.
Whoa.
What? I didn't say where he's going to start. Maybe he'll start week one either on the sideline or under center.
Would you just put it in context? Here you go again. He's wearing number 9. That's all I needed. Here you go throwing it out there.
Hashtag Penix now. Hashtag QB controversy.
No.
And by the way, it's funny. I tweeted out today. And of course, some guys just go bananas with this stuff. I said, I swear, last draft tweet after we talked to Sal Licata. Because Sal, you worked middays on our sister station, FAN, up in New York, and he just loves the Falcons. The Falcons fan, he loves the pick. I'm just saying. And that's it. Just go all in. And if you got to spend a first-round draft pick for 2025 to get him, which I still didn't think you needed to because Sal said they were never in on Penix as far as they were probably into J.J. McCarthy, if anything.
That was the rumor.
You had the high ground for Penix. Anyway, my thing is, guys, once you got him, I'm like a lot of fans out there. I want to see him out there. You know, the backup quarterback's always the most popular dude. You know that.
No doubt.
And in this case, you know, for a number of reasons. But, yeah, that's where I stand on that. But he's going to wear number 9. Of course, that was D. Riddy's number. Desmond does not need it.
Now, what do you suggest to people who have 9 already with Ritter's name on the back of it?
If you were delusional enough to buy and wear a Desmond Ritter jersey, I think you could go to a sporting goods store and just say, can you type in Penix Jr. and just have him sew it right on top of the Ritter? I think, you know, it should probably fill the space. And then you got your number 9 is good to go.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you shouldn't have to buy a whole new 9.
By the way, right now at the Nike, where the warehouse is, somebody's probably doing that right now. Just patching over that Ritter with a Penix Jr.
I'm glad he got the number. That's been his number, Mike said.
Indiana and the Huskies.
Yeah, throughout his career. So it's cool that he gets his number. And again, rookie minicamp starts this weekend, so, you know, we'll get a chance to hear a little bit more.
Are we going to get the slow motion shot of him?
Probably.
Effortlessly spinning that football into the hands of some rookie receiver?
Well, listen, I mean, here's the thing. Just like with the Cousins thing and we analyze like the Zapruder film, we want to be excited about what's coming. And, you know, the Falcons get that. They're going to put this stuff out there. And I'm like, are they going to have him throwing the ball 80 yards in the air? No, they're not going to do that. Because then people will be like, oh, my God. People will freak out. But, yes, they will probably put the slow-mo out there. Let's talk about the defense because you just brought this up. And I just want to bring up one guy because, listen, if you're not sold on Trice,
Trice is nice, okay? That's what I'll be telling you, because he was one of the best pass rushers in this draft. He's been one of the best pass rushers over the past two seasons in college football. So when you talk about, for those of you who said, we got to get value, well, you got it when you drafted Trice. But right. Dorless Mike is the guy for me that if he does some of the things we saw at Oregon, he was a force. Mm-hmm. 46 quarterback pressures. He ranked third, guys, among drafted eligible defensive tackles in that area. He was top three. What I'm telling you is this is a guy that can create pressure not only on the inside, but, Mike, you can also move him like we've been talking about with some of these other guys on the D-line that they've drafted. And Dorless had 134 total pressures since 2021. Now, what does that mean? Well, that's the best mark in the country in that span at his position.
Now,
I
gave you that comp on him. This is from NFL Network pre-draft. They mentioned Carlos Basham, who's played for the Giants and the Bills as that kind of size-wise guy, but can play, to your point, variety of alignments. They say the footwork and the hands are perfect to get past, you know, your basic blocker, whether it's inside or out. It says heavy swipe, whoosh, slaps to counter the blocker's punch, drive strength to bull rush too. So he's got moves, as Chuck Smith would always tell us. You got to have more than one
for sure. So he is technically a D lineman. He was our fourth round pick at 109. I just think this is a guy, as we go, and there's no pressure. Like, I'm not putting extra pressure on him. All these guys got to perform. And Mike said it. You know, we don't even know if Zion's going to make the team being a sixth round pick. He comes in, he's going to have to battle. And you know, all these guys, especially the late-round picks, the 3 6-rounders, Mike, Jason McClellan, I think there's a spot for him at running back, because I don't know if you can ever have enough of those guys with the injury stuff that happens. But we'll see how some of these guys pan out. But for a guy like Brandon Dorless, I think he might be a pleasant surprise. And the thing is, again, his versatility, and he knows how to get to the quarterback. Right. I'm not telling you again that we're going to, you know, set a record for sacks. But for everybody that's caught up in, oh, we don't have enough sacks, and we don't. And do I want more? I do. But there's more than one way to go get this. And, Mike, I think you're going to see these guys, you call it that NASCAR package where different right. guys and groups are coming in for Raheem Morris. I think that's what you're going to see with this defense. Mm. It's not always going to be Grady and Onyemata. It will be a whole lot, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, these guys are going to see significant time, and you're going to see them in pass rush situations.
I know that we wanted the edge rusher, and I was talking to a couple of guys on the Twitter about some of the dudes that were available and guys were out there. I know that Danielle Hunter was never an option. We'd already talked about the home component going to Houston, and the money was, you know, it didn't matter. He had a site that he was going to go to. Do you think that we were ever in the mix for Brian Burns? Because that was a monster contract. Now, granted, it's not all 150, just like Kirk Cousins right. isn't all 180. But the guys that I was more interested in, Daniel Grenard, who signed with the Vikings, he left the Texans. He's kind of the replacement for Hunter. So, I mean, there were other options, guys, when I get on my rant about saving the Kirk Cousins loot for edge rush.
And he wasn't as expensive, to right. your point, as some of the other guys. But, yeah, the Brian Burns thing is interesting. Remember he came here and was ripping heads off the first right. week of the season?
In a contract year.
Yeah, and yeah. we were like, oh, he's mad about his contract. Now, things, you know, played out over the course of the year. He had a really good year, but I don't know if they were ever interested right. in Brian Burns.
Or the other Josh Allen, the edge rusher.
Jacksonville, right. who's really good. I think he had 16 or 17 sacks right. this last season. But, you know, again, they retain those guys, right? That's kind of where we're at. Mike, if you have a good or great edge rusher, you don't let those guys walk. And that's why the whole Minnesota thing with Danielle Hunter is kind of interesting, because they could have paid him two seasons ago, Mike, and they chose not to, and then it played out where he was able to go wherever. But if you have one of those guys, it's hard to just let him walk out of the door, especially if you've invested in him the way a lot of these teams have.
So now you just wait and see how these guys are going to pop. You know, Rook Arororo, you know, is this guy going to be the guy that we're – and we're 98, by the way. The Falcons website's got all the numbers. We mentioned that Michael Penix Jr. is going to wear number 9. But, I mean, that's a great number for a guy that hopes going to be out there kicking some butt. Number 98 for Arororo.
No doubt. Did you say we signed someone today, too? I mean, again, we're filling the roster out as far as having bodies. But
article from Falcons.com, Kenny Ogini. He's originally from Nigeria. He has been designated as the Falcons international player, which you have on the roster.
Yeah.
He apparently was involved with the Chiefs. He was signed by KC. He's part of the International Player Pathway Program. Undrafted free agent, did not make the final roster cuts. He's yet to play a game in the NFL. So it could be just a body for the rosters, but they do have the international program to recruit guys and get people, you know, interested in playing in the sport, in the league.
All right, cool. And again, that's just, you know, you're adding guys. But I'm excited about to see what happens with the rookie minicamp. As Mike said, we'll see a little bit of that. And then next week, these guys will be working out with the vets. Right. We'll get to OTAs, mandatory minicamp, which everybody will have to be a part of. And then, Mike, it'll be a break. And we said this, like, it sounds like a long way off. Guys, it's May. You're getting ready for graduations and all the things that we do in the month of May. Memorial Day is right around the corner. All of a sudden, Mike, we'll be talking about football and camp being real again. So this is going to fly by, but the acclimation process of getting these guys ready, the quicker you get them ready, the more they can help you.
Hey, I heard what I heard. We played Michael Penix off a podcast. He's ready to go.
He is ready to go. That podcast, by the way, is from our guy, B-Mac.
Brian McFadden, along with Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, they had
and, they asked him, saying, you know, would you feel you can win this job? And we, so we can queue it up. You can find that audio from the we'll grab it for you before we get out of the Falcon Report. But it is interesting because, now, by the way, some of this stuff I'm saying is tongue-in-cheek, and some of you guys don't get it. Some of the stuff I do believe. And I do believe that if Penix Jr. shows out in camp this year, or certainly in the preseason games, guys, yes, you feel it's a good decision. I still think it's one or the other, not both. Either you go Cousins and you make the team as best as you can, or you go Penix and you spend that money in free agency. That's my argument. It's not anti-Penix. I like Penix. Talked about it. You know, so get your head right on that. But as far as you don't think there's people in town who aren't going to be going bananas and saying, let's get Penix out there, it's going to happen. It happens anytime you got a situation like this. It's inevitable. And that was one of the things I said to Terry Fontenot that day off the air. I said, you know, you're going to have a quarterback controversy here.
Yeah, I think there's a now and a then. And right now it's Cousins until it's not. And that's kind of how I'm looking at this. Mike, that could be, to your point, and I hope it's not, by the way. I want this to play out like Cinderella, okay? That's how I'm hoping. I'm hoping the book, we continue to read every page, and at the end you go, hey, what an ending. It may not, though. And if it doesn't, then that's something that the Falcons are going to have to deal with, Mike. And this is the blowback that they're going to have to deal with if, in fact, it turns into something. But I want to believe the now is Cousins. Go out, ball out. And by the way, Cousins, don't worry about anything. You shouldn't worry about Jack. Go play well, and nobody's going to be talking about anything except you playing well. So that's how I see this. And then then becomes Michael Penix. How far along, Mike? When?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody has that answer. Everybody thinks it's 4 years because that's the contract. I don't think that's accurate.
Look, if you want to, if it comes down to not even remotely close to that $100 million you just talked about, okay. I mean, if Penix establishes himself earlier than expected, then a lot of fans are going to be excited. Like, I don't care who the quarterback is. You want to win some games.
Win.
I just, look, I'll argue this to the day I die. I still think it's the stupidest pick in the history of the Falcons organization, either one or the other.
Yeah, and I completely disagree and think it's great that you have accomplished and had forward thinking about something that you haven't had in a long time. Coming up, we're going to talk the NBA. He got suspended today. He didn't get suspended for as long as I wanted him to get suspended. Yeah, and maybe what played out in Milwaukee with Indiana and the Pacers and the Bucks wasn't what was said. Find out what we're talking about coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Thursday. We're hanging out. It's Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you here. Grant McCauley is going to stop by to talk about the Braves in just a second.
You got to tell us just that we're checking
Well,
over.
Mike just tweeted something, and he was like, have you seen this with Kirby Smart? And I was like, what'd he do? Because we were talking about Kirby playing golf right. with Nick Saban and, you know, all the other coaches. but Kirby is there's a meme that's out there, and he's just talking about how big his cojones are.
Either it's a big shot or he's expressing, I've got two natties.
Pretty
Either
funny.
Way, John Tweet Sports, a friend of ours, just tweeted out. We retweeted. It's pretty funny. At Mike Bell, ATL, and the whatever you call the Twitter.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not X. All right, we got to talk about some hoops, Mike, because these NBA playoffs, certainly entertaining. We've been talking about it. Last night, the Knicks, specifically Jalen Brunson, just put him on his back and carried the Knicks to another victory. He was hurt, by the way. For those who missed this, he missed the second quarter, was like out. They did not expect him to return. He comes back, Mike, and goes off. I think he had 24 in the second half. But everybody's talking about Brunson being a legitimate superstar now with what he's done. And, Mike, they're even being comparisons made to, like, he's done more already than Patrick Ewing did all those years as a Knick because of the moments that he's had.
Yeah, as a guy that was a Knicks fan back in those Patrick Ewing days, this guy, you know, first off, you love his grit. In an NBA, where, let's be honest, some guys will tap out for lesser injuries. This guy has been kind of doing one of my favorite players' routine, Bernard King, who's always banged up and always managed to get out there. And Brunson's been pretty much hurt since before the All-Star break.
That's right. That's right.
So and he's clutch, you know, and the team is a physicality to it, and certainly the refs are. We'll get to what the Pacers had to say about it, Rick Carlisle and company, but they're physical. They kind of remind you of the Patrick Ewing, the Pat Riley Knicks when Riley knew this team had no offense other than a streaky John Starks. So just let's mug people and hopefully we'll win in the 90s. Scoring wise,
absolutely.
But this team's got the scoring. They got the size. They don't have the size because the injuries to go up against Boston, but they do have the perimeter game.
I think too, with all the injuries, that's why Brunson's performance has been so crazy. This is Jalen Brunson on the MVP chance he's been getting.
This place has been nothing but special for me. So I appreciate everything they do. It was really cool to hear, but I just knew I had to get my mind in the right place to figure out how I was going to attack the second half.
So they're up 2-0 in that series, Indiana, as we're talking about what's going on in the NBA playoffs. Tonight, by the way, a couple of games. You've got Cavs at Celtics. That series is over. Mavs at Thunder. And if the Thunder take a 2-0 lead, Mike, again, a lot of people feel like with Luka's injury, that might be done. So we're going to see. Meanwhile, a couple other things that have happened today. One, Frank Vogel fired by the Phoenix Suns. And Mike said it, the luxury tax and all the money they've spent, that team's going to look different, which means they're going to trade some of these pieces. The one piece they keep, Mike, is Book. Everything else is up for grabs. Like, they're going to keep Devin Booker, but I think KD gets moved. I also think they try to move Bradley Beal.
We were talking the other day about how, where the Hawks sit right now as far as the cap and the luxury tax. Phoenix is just, they went all in with the squad, and they're just screwed. Again, they got to move, to your point. KD's got to go somewhere. By the way, I mean, if you ever wanted to make an impression and certainly put some fannies in the seats, KD here wouldn't be the worst thing.
No.
Not at all. I mean, I don't know many Hawks fans who wouldn't be excited about it. I don't know what the long-term outcome would be. If you don't like Quinn Snyder, you probably get fired because that's what a KD does. But I'm not saying that. I don't know how viable that would be. But it's almost like when you look at the NBA map, it's like, where else can KD play?
Yeah. Well, listen, he has still got a lot of offensive game. He just can't carry a team, right? And even when he went to Golden State, he didn't carry them. But he was the best player on the floor.
Could he coexist with Jimmy Butler?
Maybe.
If they could create the cap space?
Maybe. That's
Miami?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Because he can still score, Mike. I mean, that's the thing about KD, even though at his advanced age, all these guys are getting older. That star group of, Durant, LeBron, and Steph Curry, that group is passing the torch, and you're seeing it. Mike, Bucks guard Patrick Beverley suspended for 4 games without pay for throwing a basketball multiple times at a fan. Now, I think you were out when this happened, when
Becky's father passed, but we had an extensive conversation about this, and I was adamant about that he should be suspended for the season because you can't have a player throwing a ball at any fan, let alone throwing it twice. So the league has come down and said,
do they know what this dude said?
We still don't know. We still don't know.
If it's something that you feel, is there an NBA player's got to try to take the high road ever since Malice in the Palace? You can't be doing, no, you're on the court, you're free game, right? You can get your butt whooped.
Of course.
But yeah, you can't be winging the ball at fans unless, I don't know. To me, there's a few things that could have been said that's over the line that gets you in that that predicament.
Well, and the thing is, he has said, it's something I've never been said to me before, but it still shouldn't have happened. I've said this. Patrick Beverly, if you want me to at least have some sympathy, tell me what was said. At least have some empathy for the situation. Tell me what was said. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with this whole, I can't believe he said that to me, and then you throw a ball at a guy's face, and you miss him, and then they throw the ball to you, and you throw it back at him. So the league says 4 games, Mike. If he signs a minimum deal next year, which is about $3.3 million, he's going to miss about $90,000, should I say.
If we're honest, Jamal Murray should be suspended for at least 1 game.
I agree. I agree.
Let's be honest, guys. If Utah against the T-Wolves, he threw something on the floor that could – I mean, look. Yeah, it's a heat pad. I don't know, but still, imagine if somebody on the other team goes down and is jacked up and misses the rest of the playoffs. And he's – because this just shows the hypocrisy of the NBA. Here's a guy you slap on the wrist. Oh, you threw a basketball at a fan. 4 games next season, because obviously the season's over.
That's
right. The Bucks got eliminated. But they don't have the balls to take Jamal Murray out of a series that might be a sweep for Minnesota to keep it competitive for TV.
It's true.
$100,000 fine for a guy who makes $36 million a year.
Yeah, that's part of the deal. So lots of NBA tidbits happening around the league. What did you think about the calls last night? What did you think about the officiating?
Hey, man, I got to be honest. You know, the one that I retweeted, and by now it's gone viral, it's two things. Carlisle's not just complaining about the Knicks getting away with murder. It's anytime the Pacers touched a Knick, they got fat, they get the whistle. So the one that everyone's talking about is, everybody knows Tyrese Halliburton's got it. Well, most people know it. Tyrese Halliburton's got a bad back. And then Josh Hart, as he's trying to get a breakaway going on the cross, as he crosses over half court, he shoves him in the back. And so a lot of folks would say, well, that's just jive. There wasn't even a foul call on that. Plus, they were clubbing people under the basket, were the Knicks.
They were. Rick Carlisle went in on the refs talking about not turning in calls. Well, they are now.
After game one, we always go through the film and games where it felt like, you know, the whistles weren't balanced, and we pull the clips, and there's a way you can submit them to the MDA office. There were 29 plays in game one that we thought were clearly called the wrong way. I decided not to submit them because I just felt like, you know, we'd get a more balanced whistle tonight. It didn't feel that way. Couple examples, 5:08 of the third. You know, the whole world knows that Halliburton's got a bad back, and Hart comes up and shoves him in the back, and it's all over Twitter right now because a few people have showed it to me, and JB DeRosa's looking right at it. You can see him. He's got vision of the play, and he shoves Ty right in the corner, and there's no whistle right in the back, and so that was shocking, you know, and there are many others, but I can promise you that we're going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready. They'll see them too. You know, I'm always talking to our guys about not making it about the officials, but, you know, we deserve a fair shot, you know, and there's not a consistent balance, and that's disappointing. Give New York credit for the physicality that they're playing with, but, you know, their physicality is rewarded and ours is penalized just, you know, time after time. And so, I'm just really disappointed. Just really disappointed.
Mike, does this change the way this next game or these games in Indiana are going to be called, do you think?
Well, all you can do as a coach is just try to state your case, and hopefully the message is generally received. You know, Mark Cuban did it for decades, you know, and we went back. We were talking earlier about the 2006 finals, you know, when he was going on. They had all the evidence of the refs and their trends.
That's right.
But, you know, certainly it doesn't take a conspiracy theorist, although there are many out there, to say New York and Boston. Would that interest you? The Celtics and the Knicks, as opposed to, you know, to the casual fan, even if you know anything about the Knicks, you do know, you recognize the importance of a New York-Boston thing as opposed to the Pacers. Yeah. So I don't know. I think you'll maybe get a few calls at home. Historically, back in the day with Reggie Miller, going back to the original Hicks and Knicks, it was, everyone got the calls at home.
Everybody did. And these playoffs have been more physical than we've seen in recent years. There's no doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're coming back. We're going to talk about our Braves, guys. What is going on with Marcell Ozuna? He is on fire. Meanwhile, Chris Sale looks like he's worth every stinking penny. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, I'll tell you who's doing it. Marcell Ozuna. Because he has been crushing it last night. Couple of home runs from Marcell Ozuna, and the Braves win a quick two-game set against the Red Sox. 5-0, Mike. You give a pitcher like Chris Sale a lead, and he's going to sit down and get very comfortable, and he has. So the bigger surprise, Ronaldo Lopez or what we've seen from Marcell Ozuna, because I don't know if anybody expected him to be doing this and leading the league, guys, in home runs and RBI.
And they had the stat last night. Our buddy Brandon Gaudin had it. Marcell Ozuna is now 8-for-26 with 6 home runs against Nick Pivetta. He owns Nick Pivetta. And that was pretty amazing. He's got more home runs than like half his teammates combined right now on the Braves as Marcell Ozuna, including, you know, if you added up everybody, Acuna and obviously Austin Riley, basically half the lineup, and he's got more than everybody.
It's cool because, again, we're winning despite the fact that Olsen is not doing what he needs to be doing consistently.
Got a base knock last night.
He did. When these guys wake up, the difference right now with Marcell Ozuna, and here's the difference between him and Olsen and Acuna and everybody else right now. He has 25 two-out RBIs. Those are the numbers that matter. When you talk about guys on the base paths, Mike, and you are putting guys across home plate, those are not empty hits. Those are not singles and, right. Hey, well, you're down 5 runs and Marcell just got another knock. That's not this. He's been clutch in those big moments. Let me hear the 2 home runs. This is a mashup of the Big Bear.
Marcell Ozuna lifts this deep to right field, and it is gone! A big fly for the Big Bear, and it's 3-0 Atlanta. Marcell Ozuna gets into this to center field. Does he have another one? He does! And he goes past Ohtani to lead Major League Baseball with 12 round trippers.
Yeah, great night for him.
And almost had a third. They kind of had the replay last night on Bally. I get to see it. Of course, I've got direct TV.
That's
but
not right. That's not right.
He did. He just missed going a third out of the park by about a centimeter or two right off the end of the bat. And he made good contact there where, you know, gave Brandon a chance. Oh! But deep fly to center field. So Ozuna is in. He's in the zone, baby.
Ozuna said after the game, I love this. He was like, don't get comfortable. He's right. Don't get comfortable.
He needs to have that conversation he had with Money Harris with Matt Olson.
I agree.
Both hands on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Facing forward, of course. And saying, you're good enough. You could have MVP last year. If not for Acuna, you are going to come out of
Wait,
this.
Do you have to add the not for Acuna?
Well, yeah, got to be real here. But remember, man, look, people like you. Women like you are handsome men, very tall. But you must stop sucking right now. So just find your happy place. Whatever it takes. Whatever he said to Money Harris, try the same approach.
I have no issues with that. I thought the comment, though, don't get comfortable. He said when you're doing well or you're doing good or you're doing bad, you can't get comfortable. And that's been a big part of this. All right, let's talk about Chris Sale, Mike. 10Ks. 10Ks
for Chris Sale. His old squad, man. His old team.
This dude is – man, he's been all – he's been worth every stinking penny. And here's the crazy thing. I know we have this discussion all the time about going out and acquiring guys for a lot less, right? Maybe not top of the market guys. That's not always the answer, but I get it. You feel like you get what you pay for. So when these guys are, you know, available in free agency potentially, and you don't go after the guys at, you know, the top of the marketplace, you feel like, well, we're going bargain shopping. Right. And that's some people felt like that would sell. I think the bigger issue for Sale was coming off these injuries. The discussion a lot of folks had was, will he be healthy? Guys, not only is he healthy, he's pitching as well as he did prior to 2020, which was something I don't know if anybody felt like he'd be able to do. He's been unbelievable, Mike.
You know, another thing last night that I liked was, you know, you mentioned it. We always kind of do the bargain basement shopping when it comes to the bullpen. And, you know, you lose, you know, you got injuries as Matic. But I'm going brain dead. Tyler Matzek
is
out.
Yes.
Sorry. Matzek is out now for at least 15 days with that discomfort. How about Ray Kerr last night? Now, the book on this guy.
He stepped in.
Padres pitcher. He gave up a bunch of home runs in when he had finally got a chance to get in the show. But he's got, at least last night, pretty electric stuff. Good velocity,
yep.
Upper 90s. And he came in last night in a non-save situation and closed the door. So I thought the bullpen obviously did a hell of a job, too.
No, you're right. The Matic thing, you know, listen, he'll be back. They'll figure that out. I just have to tell you guys, like, what we experienced in 21 with Matic, it's not happening again. That was magical. What he did and how much they ran him out there, Mike, and all that, he can still help us be a really good bullpen. But, like, every time Matic runs out there, you think you're going to see that.
And which it hasn't,
it's not going to – that guys, that's a once-in-a-lifetime run.
Right.
So he can still be a quality reliever, and I expect him to do that. But that's part of the problem is our expectation is way up here every time Matic goes out there. Braves get a day off today. Here's the other thing about Marcell Ozuna, and I apply this to Matt Olson. We got to be patient. Last year at this time, Marcell Ozuna, this time last year, was hitting 146. And everybody, not me, was ready to run him out of town and say, oh, he's not worth it. Why are we holding on to this guy? And Mike, even Snit was like, look, I'm going to continue to play him. Ultimately, guys, he ended up with 40 home runs and 100 RBI. This year, Mike, he's on pace for better numbers if this continues. Now, we know he's going to cool off at some point, but he's off to such a hot start.
Right.
He will be in the mix for some of these awards that we already are talking about, MVP. Because
right.
That's what some people are saying about the performance that Marcell Ozuna is having to this point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've covered this a lot this brief season so far. Like, guys were ready to run him out of town. Yes, the designated driver should have took the keys to the truck, Carl, as we came back from the commercial break. But, look, people make mistakes. I still think anyone who wanted to rush to judgment, not knowing the history and the dynamic of a very dysfunctional relationship with the wife, whatever, that's none of my business, you know?
You're right about that.
And so he's kicking butt. He's saving your cheese. The Phillies think. Goodness, lost to the Blue Jays yesterday. They've been the hottest team in baseball, on fire. So you're just two games out. It's a long, guys. It's a long way to go. But if and when this team wins another division or goes on to win the big one, you know, you still can't look. When you were arguing on Monday, we came back to work. Yeah, they looked awful against the Dodgers, but you can't dig so much of a hole that you find yourself, you know, really.
That's,
you know,
the concern.
Fighting for a wild card with other teams. But this might be one we'll say, look, Ozuna carried the load for the month of May and maybe even beyond. While the rest of the team could not hit.
Yeah. I just think that the Dodgers, and there are going to be series throughout the course of the season, that are litmus tests. There mm-hmm. just is, right? You go, all right, we're a really good club. We're pitching well. Our guys are hitting. And then you run into a buzzsaw. That's what happened with the Dodgers. It's like, okay, maybe we're not as good as we think right now. Again, it doesn't mean we won't be in September, but you're not going to beat that team with one dude hitting.
Mm.
You're just not.
No, and the thing, you know, it, right now, is a long way to go. One thing for certain, the Phillies have shown the ability to string a streak like that where they don't lose. You know what I mean? Where they're just kicking butt.
They are.
You know, and they've also got hard-throwing pitchers. I'd love to have a little more velocity. That's why it was interesting to see if this Kerr guy can develop and stick with it, because it's a nice option to have some heat like that as a setup man for Iglesias.
Let me hear Chris Sale talk about his start against his former team. It's Dukes and Bell.
It's always weird facing your old team. I've only ever done it once before, obviously, with Chicago. A little bit different this go-around, so... you know, the first few innings was getting into some deep counts. Pitch count got up there pretty good. But, you know, you get through the first inning and you kind of take an exhale. And then, you know, next thing you know, you got four runs on the board. So that helps a lot, too.
That did help. I think it made him settle in, and he was great. We'll see what Charlie Morton does against the Mets. Mike, we had on our buddy Sal Licata. He says, listen, he's not buying the Mets. I think they're 500 right now.
Right.
But what are they, third in the NL East? He said, I'm not buying them. But, you know, they're better than expected. I'll say that. I didn't expect them to even be where they are right now.
As we said, the Nats and Mets, I mean, the Nats are kind of rebuilding, but they are at 500. The Marlins are really the only bad team right now, 19 games under 500.
They're just
god-awful. But, yeah, and you wish you could almost steal more of their pitching. But we'll see. Maybe they will. But the Braves, it's early days. You feel better than you did on Monday after sweeping the Red Sox in a little series?
Well, again, the two guys that have been carrying us carried us again. I mean, I feel better because we won. I would have felt better if we beat the Dodgers 1-0 in every game.
Right.
But it doesn't negate the problems of what's going on with this club, especially in the middle of the lineup.
What do you make? One last nugget. Chris will be on tomorrow, but Kelnick, they pull Kelnick for Duvall later in the game. You cool with the way they're kind of doing that?
Well, this is the thing. I think this was the plan.
Right.
This is not a knock on Kelnick. Kelnick had a great defensive play last night.
He's slick with a glove.
Man, I mean, he saves a home run. Again, he is contributing. Mm-hmm. And guys, the thing about Kelnick is this was a guy that they got, speaking of the cheap, Mike, they got him on the cheap and he's producing. So he's young. They want to see if this is something that can turn into, you know, something long term for them. But I said this coming out of camp, you got to play him, you know, spring training, you got to play this guy. So I don't have a problem with him being substituted in or taken out for Duvall. I think that's part of this plan with Kelnick.
And one last nugget. This is something you usually get from Grant, but I'll fill you in. The Braves made a trade with the Angels.
Yes, they did.
No, we're not getting Mike Trout. Luis Guillorme gets traded to the Angels for the dreaded player to be named later. And to make up for Luis Guillorme, they trade to the Red Sox some cash for a guy named Zach Short, who's described as a shortstop.
Yeah. So Guillorme only saw like 9 appearances this year. He didn't play a whole lot, Mike, and maybe he'll get some run there.
He did get to pitch in a game.
Well, that's true. He did. I forgot about that.
The one of the worst beatdowns in like recent Braves history, if memory serves.
But, so minor move, right? Minor move. Yep. That's just a move. And then you substitute in Zach Short to make sure that you're covered. But ultimately, that's not something that's going to make a difference when you talk about the long-term viability of this team, where we're going in the playoffs and how deep we're going to go. Right. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors as we talk Braves baseball. Again, they're off today. And one other news note I want to mention about the Braves, Mike. It looks like Sean Murphy's on his way back. Don't know when, but he's throwing. He's doing catching drills. Like, it seems like he's been out forever because he has.
Right.
And I mean, it was that first series I think he got hurt.
Really kind of felt it was only going to be the month of April, but now we're getting to the second week of May. But yeah, he'll be coming back to help our Darno. He's got to be more clutch down the stretch too, by the way, if we're honest.
No.
But yeah, and it's. We did speak with Brett Boone. We'll get Brett Boone's take on where Olson is. How do you get out of something like this? Because he talked about his time as a pro. And also talked about what's going on in New York. The Yankees are kind of the big story right now, aside from the Phillies.
They are. They're playing well. Yankees, they're in a tough division, though, man. I mean, like, just because you say the Yankees, remember the Orioles are in first place. They're tied with the Yankees. That's not a fluke from last year. We just saw the Red Sox, Mike. They're only 5 back. The Rays are right there. That's going to be a run for their money. I'm curious to see who comes out of that division when it's all said and done. Hey, 6 o'clock hour straight ahead. Mike mentioned we will hear from Brett Boone as we talk to him about the Braves and much more. Also, we'll get you caught up on the latest headlines around the world of sports. Mike, why would you, after making millions of dollars, then get caught up in a fraud scheme that sends you to the pen. That's what happened today. And if you're wondering who did that, we'll tell you when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.